This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in a fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh, but cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And we're still live. Well, sort of. It's pre-recorded. I don't know if that counts as live or not. I'm not even going to worry about those semantics at SHOT Show 2020. And occasionally, I mean, yesterday, I had it happen yesterday, and I get to have it happen today. I get to speak to somebody that I really wanted to meet. And that's happening now. So from Thunder Ranch, I am graced with Clint and Heidi Smith.
How are you today, sir?
I'm doing good. Now, the reason I wanted you here is because you, in conjunction with Nighthawk Custom, built a superlative 1911. The thing that impressed me most about it was it is basic, but it is the best basic it could possibly be.
Yes, sir.
Now, you are you still teach, when you train long range, you're shooting what, a M1 Garand?
Oh, I have one.
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah.
Or three.
Three.
Yeah. But I mean, you carry a 1911 daily.
Yes, sir.
I've seen your, and I can, you can always tell a guy that really carries a gun, the same gun over and over again, by his concealed carry holster. Because you have one that I'm sure was quite stiff a few decades ago.
Right.
And now it looks like a piece of paper whipping in the wind.
Yeah, I kind of get a new one there. Every year.
Every year.
I wear
and just wear that one out. Yeah. Okay. So.
That's true.
Yeah. So you carried a 1911 daily. When you were thinking about this gun, what you know, with Thunder Ranch, how much of your philosophy that you use to teach at Thunder Ranch went into your ideas for this gun?
Well, I think the ideology is very present in the gun. But, you know, a lot of people go like, well, you know, I can't go to school with you because you're a 1911 guy. That's not true, really. I've shot this gun for 50 years.
Right.
I've carried it almost every day for 50 years. So, shall we say I'm comfortable with it.
Right.
I'm not opposed to other guns, and I think that, you know, from our standpoint, we always advocate that our students be students of weapons craft, not necessarily a master of just a gun. I mean, we've all met masters, you know, Rob Latham, he's a master of a gun. But I think for a lot of us regular people, we don't have the opportunity either time-wise, money-wise, you know, lifestyle-wise, to just shoot like that guy does.
Right.
But the idea is, if someone goes, hey, great, you know, what gun would you select? It wouldn't necessarily be this gun. Someone goes like, well, I'm going to get a 1911 because that's what you have. And I go, don't get a gun based on what I have. Get a gun based on what is best for you and what functions for you. And the same gun is not going to work for everybody.
That's right.
Right. So, but then this 1911, I have dealt with other people, shall we say, in the industry. That would be appropriate. I've been doing it for 50 years. But I think this one is the one that I've been in pursuit of. This is sort
that,
of like
that particular
that gun. This gun got me to the top of the mountain where I wanted to be with a gun. Now, it's still all we know, John Browning's design, everybody's got it. But, you know, people go like, well, you know, it's an old gun. You're right. Okay. And you carry an old gun. Yes. And you teach like old stuff, like looking at the sights and pressing the trigger and maybe using cover. And I go, yes. Okay. And they go like, well, you know, you're really old. And I go, do you ever think there's a reason I got this old?
But I mean, how much infantry is, as far as infantry tactics in there, what's the difference between, basically, between Alexander the Great and today? The way they used to stack and stagger everything?
Nothing really. And if you look at it, that's the same thing as this. We're not really, shall we say, making a monster improvement because the technology that we have compared to the gun that I carried in 1969 in Vietnam, at this gun, they're the same gun.
Right.
Someone would look at that gun and go, oh, yeah, it's a 1911, but it is not the same gun. It has sights you can see.
Yeah.
The trigger works really well. It's got a pretty hardcore finish. And it serves a purpose. It's a tool. And, you know, we're just talking here.
Sure.
The Nighthawk people, who are awesome, they have a gun in the display case that's like a totally engraved, like, dragon. wagon.
Right. We saw that the other day, Mayflower and the...
And I'm like, well, the one with the boat on it is for repelling borders. The one with the dragon on it is for fighting dragons.
Okay.
So, in other words, I think people have always, as far as warriors, regardless of their gender, have always, shall we say, emblazoned their tools,
right.
You know, that they fought with. And the same thing with technology. You know, this is 100-year-old technology, but it's at the pinnacle of what can be. It's the best metal. Now, can we say in 25 years there'll be a better version of this? Well, I would hope so.
Yeah.
I mean, what's wrong with improvement?
All right. Well, I mean, I probably carried, when I was in the military, I probably carried the same 1911 they issued you. I had an Ithaca, and I could shake it and it sounded like a castanet when I'd hold it up. Qualified with it for 7 years, and it had no sights at all. Well, it sort of had these two little divots popping up. And thankfully, the targets were bigger than my eyesight could cover.
And you were younger then.
I was younger. I was younger. I was younger. All of my extra chest was in my chest instead of where it's at right now. That was the thing. See, though, when I was looking at this gun and I saw the way you explained it,
yes, sir.
Something you can take apart with your hands.
Yes, sir.
Something that has basic controls, nothing fancy, exactly the way it was designed in the first place, but better materials.
Better materials.
Better sort of little ergonomic niceties about it. You know, the checkering and all the other things.
Right. And they did a little bit with the safety for me. Okay, just simply because, as you know, when we get to a certain point, we laugh about it now. Except when you get there, you know, arthritis in your thumb.
Yeah, jaw
starts to be something that you know what I'm getting at. So
I've been having this thing on my hand where, like, I hope I can do it in 8 rounds because I can't change the magazine right now because this is all stiff. So,
but my wife Heidi, you know, she's here with us, and bluntly, and we don't have to name names because that's not our style.
Right.
But she's carried a brand of a pistol, we'll say, which is polymer, for 25 years.
It doesn't matter if you say the name, Clint. Yeah. It's okay.
Yeah, but, you know, the deal with it is. So it was a funny story is when the Nighthawk people came, Mark Nelson, they brought two guns, one and 45 and one and 9. Great, no problem. Not everybody needs to shoot a 45.
Right.
And so, like, she shot the 9, and so she walked outside.
She shoot the 9.
Yeah, right.
Picked it up. I've never been able to. I've had my pick of any 1911 for 25 years.
Sure.
And, you know, when I first shot one in 1989, that cool. I mean, I had Band-Aids. Everybody remembers the old days. 1911 just cut you up. I picked this gun up, and I've never had a gun so comfortable in my hand.
Right.
And I picked it up 10, 25, 50, 100 yards. And I have witnesses on this. I said, okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
I moved it to my left hand. All the guns I have shot in the years I've been shooting, 27 years, have hurt my left hand shooting, just single-handed. I picked it up 25, 50, 100 yards. First round hits with my left hand only. And what the best thing about this gun for me is that I'm on the sheriff's department, I'm a temps medic, so I'm required to carry a Glock. But as far as picking up a gun, you can shoot a gun and have fun, but one that's enjoyable. It's the first gun in the history for me shooting and being in the industry this long that I've enjoyed. And that's when you enjoy something more, you shoot.
You're going to practice more.
You practice more.
Practice more, you're going to get more proficient.
Yeah, so I had another 1911 I sold at a gun broker so I could buy this one. And they brought the demo gun, and I told Mark, you're not getting it back.
Yeah,
so
she kept the prototype gun, like what you call it, Drew. I go, Mark, she's not giving the gun back. Okay. And he goes, well, you know, I keep all the new ones. And she goes, no.
So anyway, it's still with me.
We're coming up on the first break. I want to talk about a couple of things to address the whole idea that, you know, maybe you're embracing an obsolete technology, because a lot of the points that you make have nothing to do with, because shooting is not about technology.
Right.
And I want to point that out. And I also want to point out how many people respect you that shoot the plastic Fantastics.
Yep.
I know a few of them. I had Jaeger here yesterday. I know Jaeger's a big, Clint. He's a big Clint fan. So, you know, that. I just want to address that idea that old is not necessarily effective. And I want to address why you preface it that.
Right.
Thunder Ranch, how does people find out about Thunder Ranch?
You can go to our webpage, www.thunderranchinc.com. And, of course, in the last 3 years, we've gotten into social media, so Instagram, Facebook. So, yeah, give us a call.
Carefully so we don't get flagged.
Yeah, carefully.
Yeah, that's all. But see, by doing this, social media may come and go, but talk radio is forever.
Absolutely.
That's why I record it with these really cool, short, stubby mics. You guys have hang on for me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. That's segment number one. Okay. That's splendid. Let me mix it down. We'll do segment number two. And then we'll get the
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
At SHOT Show 2020, coming to you live from the AR-500 on the radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Clint and Heidi Smith from Thunder Ranch. We were talking about the pistol, the Thunder Ranch Combat Special, which I was sent the President in 9mm. I was sent the Agent 2 in 9mm. I was sent that in .45. The Agent 2 and the President are now back ensconced safely with the boys at Nighthawk. this is in my gun safe.
Awesome.
I kept that gun. For the people that would look at this, Clint, and say, you know, this is old technology.
Yes.
And they want to have high capacity and everything. I saw you in a video talking one time about how you don't plan on missing if you have to pull your weapon and shoot at somebody.
Well, that would be really a kind of a bold statement. I mean, and probably, like a lot of things, as you well know, if someone takes a piece of your radio thing, they can manipulate it. So
sure. Sometimes
when people say, like, hey, you said, but they pieced and parted it together. The deal with it is we all know that we're not going to solve the problem unless we hit something. And if we don't hit something, then what we're going to do is actually create another problem if we have an errant round.
Right.
Okay. And that's the world we live in. It's not good or bad. It's just the way that it is. And people go like, well, you know, if I have twice the magazine capacity you do. And I go, you're right. Okay. But the problem is when you run out of ammo, you didn't practice loading as much as I did because I practiced loading twice as much as you did. So
right.
If I run out of ammo, I practice loading the gun and bringing it back in service. And the idea that I'm going to solve the problem with one round, we don't know that. I mean, you know, what is it, if you look at it statistically, 80% of all people that are hit by handguns, even with multiple hits, survive. So
sure. This
is a tool of efficiency, not effectiveness. Okay, it's efficient in the sense that we can carry it and have us with us when we go to the grocery store, but not necessarily effective as far as knocking them down, which, you know, the myth and legends about. It can't. That Newton Apple guy, that physics thing, if it knocks the guy down, it knocks me down. Okay.
Well, so I took that when I heard that right. To mean that you actually practice marksmanship, which a lot of people have become these 5-yard snipers shooting at steel.
Right.
They get the instant gratification. They can shoot the gun really, really fast on video. It looks really, really, really good.
Right. Absolutely.
I went to a Steve Fisher class where he made me back up 25 yards and shoot at a B8 target.
Right.
Now, even with a red dot sight, and, you know, that's still, you know, he was telling me, do you know how long a grocery store aisle is? I said, no, I do not. He said, 27 yards.
Right. And the other thing that people forget is that, it may not work.
Okay? Right.
And two, this fact that it's, you know, going to catch up with you if you miss. So I would kind of go like, I get your point. You hold more ammo. You maybe have a bigger platform. But the deal with it is like, here's something to think about. I've shot the gun for 50 years. I'm reasonably comfortable and confident with it.
Right.
If I had to pick up a polymer pistol, I could. Is it my favorite? There's no mechanical device that will compensate for a jerk jerking on the trigger.
Right.
So it doesn't matter if I have a lot of ammo if I'm not hitting anything. And that's what we see a lot, which is the reason when people go, well, you're just trying to sell training. No, I'm trying to sell competency, and you can't buy it. It's acquired. You have to shoot it again and again. And then there is this other thing that you and I both understand. I can be 20 years old. My eyes are good. I can see little bitty sights. I'm going along. I'm rocking them. I'm socking them. I'm hitting them. I'm good. Then I get to be 30, and, oh, okay, now I can't shoot as much because I got kids. And then I get to be 40, and my eyes change. Then I get to be 50, and my leg don't work. And then at what age I get my chest split open where I can't even pick up a handgun. Okay, you know, there's this constant wave when you're trying.
It's a roller coaster ride in the development of the shooter.
Right, so when you're trying to, you know, address competency, that's an ongoing perishable skill. So when people ask, I go, yes, you're right, I shoot fundamentals. And I'm telling you right now, your sight picture, that perfect Camp Perry sight picture, is always going to be under duress, always. Running, gunning, heart rate's 250, pooping your shorts, okay. But the deal with it is practice, repetition, and not even the run and gun, like matching stuff, but thinking, okay, where am I at 7:30 at night? Well, some invasions take place between 3 and 11.
Right.
Okay, if someone kicks in the front door, where do you have to go to get the gun to protect yourself? Okay, cool. That's a good scenario. Now, front door, back door, what do you do? Okay, you know what I'm saying? So it's more than, as we well know, anybody can pull the trigger. We see it every day in some of the stupid stuff that happens. But the idea to be responsible and confident in what's going on, and that would be my goal. So people go, you teach fundamentals, and I go, you're absolutely right. I want them to look at the sights. The guy goes, well, what happens if he's on top of you choking you? Well, then you know you can't look at the sights, and that was a stupid question. Okay, so.
So, for you, does it when you help that with this, does this check off all the boxes that you're looking for?
It does. And, you know, like I said, it's modified lightly compared to many other guns.
Yes.
But I don't need, you know, an ambidextrous safety unless, like you said, we'd have an issue with our hand is not working exactly right now. Now maybe I want to have my Nighthawk tuned up to have an ambi safety.
Right.
You know, maybe. But do I need a magazine flare in the bottom? I don't think so. I know how to load the gun. I'm not worried about that. Okay? I
know. You don't. You're not just somebody's carrying two mags when you go out. What do you care about, five or six?
Yeah, or as many as I can find. And
Heidi, what do you care? How many do you carry?
We have this competition at home.
Oh, yeah?
When we cross the bridge.
Who carries most?
Yeah, right.
And okay. When we get the mailbox, how many rounds you got?
Yeah. When we leave the ranch.
They're in the 50s.
Yeah, but you already got an advantage because you carry 9mm.
Yeah, well,
so what do you got, 10-round mags?
Yeah. That's fine. Hey, oh, you know, she's a girl.
Yeah. Okay.
Give her more ammo. That makes them happy.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's like giving a, you know, how could you go wrong and give a girl a gun?
Is that like Eagle Rights at Thunder Ranch, give her more ammo?
No, that's okay. Like if I gave her a diamond ring, she'd really be happy.
Okay.
So, you know, if you give them something that makes them happy and more ammo makes her happy, so, like, how can I go wrong?
And it's better for you economically, right?
Yeah, okay. Right.
For one thing, if I
like you, Heidi.
Here, I like you too, Bill.
Okay.
And I like your wife. One thing for me is when people look at stuff that we haven't really promoted a lot of things or put our logo, because it's who we are.
Right.
But it's not just about this pistol. I have never worked with such an amazing group of people at Nighthawk because it's not the gun. The customer service, first of all, they've just treated us so well. So it's not just the gun. You are putting your livelihood, your name with a group of people who
in
really
your life.
Care.
Yeah.
Life. Everything that we stand for is in that gun, and they are supporting that. So truly some of the best people I've ever worked with.
And you know, to address the gun for just a second, the space shuttle blew up twice.
Right.
All mechanical devices can
are going to fail or can fail.
Yeah, right. So the deal with it is how do I go to the best tool that I think that I can actually bet my life on? Because that's what we're doing with this. People sometimes think they're carrying a gun because it's cool. Yeah, hey, my buddies carry a gun. It's all really cool until you get a lawyer.
Yeah.
All of a sudden it's not as fun.
It becomes decidedly uncool.
Right.
Before we run out of time, real quick, one more time, give out the stuff about Thunder Ranch, if you would.
Yeah, go to our webpage at www.thunderranchinc.com. You can always give us a call. Phone number is on the webpage. And for all of you that are in our classes coming up in Vegas and in Phoenix, these guns are with us and you can shoot them.
Awesome. So do you have like a seniors curriculum for those of us that get out there that
when
they get out there, like, we're going to simulate your heart rate being in a duress. We're going to make you run 100 yards. Okay. I'll have to check with you guys on that later. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you.
Clint Smith, Heidi Smith, Thunder Ranch. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. That was stupendous. Okay.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United States and the Taliban have agreed to a temporary truce that, if successful, would open the way for a deal that would bring home American troops from Afghanistan and end 18 years of war. The peace deal would call for negotiations between Afghans on both sides of the conflict to start next month, an eventual countrywide ceasefire, and a commitment from the Taliban not to harbor terrorist groups like Al-Qaeda, then setting a timetable for the withdrawal of American troops.
Infections and deaths from the new coronavirus in China ballooned for a second straight day as officials near the epicenter of the outbreak are struggling to keep up with a backlog of patients' lab work. Confirmed cases of the virus rose to 63,851 in mainland China, an increase of over 5,000 from a day earlier, according to the National Health Commission. The death toll now stands at 1,380, up 121. This is USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
And coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And I got the hotness now. I have the hotness. I'm on the floor at SHOT Show 2020. And sitting across from me is a young fella named Zach Hine from CZUSA.com. First things first, you've been losing weight.
I have. No, I've been doing that keto thing.
The keto thing.
Yeah, it's been working really well for me.
Yeah? It shows.
Good, good.
It shows.
I'm 70 pounds down, hoping to go 90 pounds down. So we'll see how
you
it goes.
Listen, you do not want one of these. You don't want one of those. Okay? The only thing this is good for is like if I get a tattoo of some hand trying to pull it apart, that's it.
Yeah.
Everything else that goes along with it is horrible. So that's outstanding. In my humble opinion, as I've been watching for the past year, because everybody's talking about the Trump slump and all this other stuff, CZ, when I say I've got the hotness, you guys are not.
We've been on fire.
You're not in any sort of a slump. You guys are having trouble just keeping up with stuff, aren't you?
Yeah, I've been working at CZ for 8 years now, about 8 years. And when I first started, we were probably an 18-month back order on our most popular stuff. And that we've seen it, you know, we're catching up a little. but anything.
Have you caught up on the P10Ss yet?
No. If it's something people are after, no, not a chance.
They sent me a P10S. Zach's wife, Dawn, is here with us. They sent me a P10S, and nobody could get it after I reviewed it, so I sent it back to them so they have at least one more to sell.
Yeah.
At least one. So, anyway. Now, you have what I think is arguably one of the most innovative pistols here with you, the Dan Wesson DWX.
correct. We've been slammed this week. Yeah. They wanted to come see us.
Well, I mean, like another one of my sponsors, Joe Chambers, who is a, you know, gun designer maestro, thinks that is one of the hottest production guns he's ever seen in his life.
Good.
He pulled it apart when nobody was looking, just so you know, and he looked down and he said, oh, wow. And now he understands. But for people that haven't seen this, this is essentially a Shadow 2 body.
Kind of.
What would you call it?
This is the ultimate mashup of a CZ and a 1911.
Right.
So you're getting a double stack 1911 that is way more than that. So Barwin from CZ. So CZ, we've always been known for double stack 9mm. So good magazine capacity while still being really ergonomic. That original CZ75 just feels right in your hand. And a lot of the guns we've built since then carry on those ergonomics. So this has a CZ75 grip. So it feels great in your hand. It uses CZ75 grip panels.
Right.
Uses a P10 magazine. So huge mag. P10F mag, 19+1 capacity. If you wanted to use accessories for a 75, you could put a magwell and some different grips on it. You could put a +4 base on the bottom of that thing. You can make it a 24+1 if you want to. Kind of moving up. The other thing, though, it still borrows that 1911 trigger.
Right.
So a trigger that pulls straight back, has a super
crisp. The best trigger in the world.
Beautiful trigger. And a short, super short recess. So using a lot of 1911 components, we had to use a different trigger bow, but a lot of the parts you can still use a 1911 part. So people who have tuned a 1911 trigger, they're going to be pretty familiar with this thing. Moving up from there, it's still a 1911 style slide, but it uses a bushingless barrel system. And it's a barrel a lot like a P10 or a P09. So it gets rid of the link.
It's has combed.
Yep. Oh, yeah. It's got an 11 millimeter crown on the muzzle. Really beefy lockup. This gun is built to take a ton of rounds. It's meant to be, the full size is meant to be a limited competition gun, and so it's really beefed up in all the areas that it needs it. It's got a super thick slide stop, so all sorts of things that make it ideal for competition. And then we also have a carry version. So we have a full size. We also have a compact with an aluminum frame.
Now, I didn't know about this one.
I know.
This I one said this is going to be the hotness.
So this one uses a CZ75 compact magazine, so a little bit thinner, a little bit shorter, still 15+1 for capacity.
Okay.
Uses CZ75 compact grips and all those same things. Super, I mean, beautiful trigger. A little shorter barrel. But yeah, this one, I originally knew I was going to be excited about that full size. I was probably going to buy one.
Maybe not.
I don't know how I make a decision now.
Well, see, you know, the thing, the trend that I see out there, and you correct me if I'm wrong, and if, see, like with the P10C,
mm-hmm.
P10C is not as small as a 19, it's not as big as a 17. But the trend that I see everybody doing is a full size grip, which the P10C has a bigger grip.
It does.
Than a compact pistol, normal compact pistol does.
Yep.
And a compact size slide. So ergonomically, you got more grip purchase, but you have less to jam inside or whatever holster you're going to run.
Sure.
And you know that's the sweet spot for a carry gun.
This one is. It's got a still a decently long barrel and sight radius, but that CZ75 compact length grip, you can still get all your fingers. I've got big hands, but still able to get all your fingers on it. It's about the right size, especially if you're going to carry. So.
See, I didn't know this one was coming out. See, I've been focused so much on the DWX as it is. That that just feels.
Yeah. Feels like a CZ75.
Feels like somebody formed it in my hand.
But then the trigger.
Oh dear God. Okay. Now I messed up too. That's okay.
Yeah.
I'll get Danae to send me one of each, and then I'll figure out which one she doesn't get back and pay for the other one.
That's fine. The decision's figuring out which one.
Yeah. Well, I mean that's the thing. I mean it's. Half a dozen one six or another, right?
That's the problem with having a job like what I have. It's just, you can't pass up on some of these things because it's just too good to be true.
Well, I can't imagine what that would be like to be in your position. Because you're demoing. You're always demoing and, you know, doing all this other stuff, and you're like, well, that's pretty nice. I like it. Okay, all right.
You end up pretty darn poor is what ends up happening.
Well, yeah, that's the problem. I told Jason that all these evaluation guns that I ended up just not sending back, that cut into my profit margin. So besides besides these, which are very, very, very exciting, this is not all you guys had coming out?
No, we had another one that dropped the first day of the show. Yeah. So the we've had the Bren 2 pistols all this year. And so at the very beginning of the show, we launched the Bren 2 carbine. So we have the Bren 2 MS carbine, 5.56, 16-inch barrel. It's that same piston system. Really, really smooth running gun. So the gun that it replaced, the 805 carbine that we discontinued a couple years ago, it was known for being incredibly smooth. Very flat shooting, very like low recoil, but just the action, the recoil impulse is incredibly smooth. And we dropped a pound out of that gun to go to the Bren 2. And so my first opportunity to shoot this thing was on Monday.
Yeah.
I shot it. We had a LE range day, and I was worried because, you know, we're quite a bit lighter with this gun. With that two-port compensating muzzle brake, it is as good or better than the 805. I'm super happy with it.
So, now, I mean, dropping a pound out of a platform is pretty significant.
Absolutely.
I mean, just a pound, big deal. That's pretty significant to be able to do it and have it remain, you know, have those same sort of range banners that it has. So
absolutely.
That's all intact.
Yes, yeah. And so we basically went with a little bit lighter aluminum upper. So it had a monolithic aluminum upper before, but we just basically taken the extra weight out where we could and the lower. So we ended up using a carbon fiber composite lower, and that helped shave that weight even more.
So some of these guns, are any of these guns being designed U.S. side, space side?
Yeah, so this DWX was a project here in the U.S.
Right.
And so it's going to be built by Dan Wesson. He's been building 1911s up in New York for a very long time. And so they're building it there at the Dan Wesson facility.
So both of these are Dan Wesson guns.
They are, correct.
Okay, just so I'm just keeping this in mind. So when I call Danae later on, today I need that new CZ. Which one, Bill? The Frankenstein gun. I need that. That way I know I'll keep that in mind. We're coming up on the next break. If you would, I've got so many other questions for you. So if you can stand by for me for about five.
Absolutely.
I don't know how long it's going to take. Any time I tell you is going to be a lie. So I'm just going to say, can you stand by for a bit? That'd be cool.
No
I
problem.
Appreciate that. CZ-USA.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Still messing with the hotness at SHOT Show 2020. Still got Zach Hine from CZ USA. He is already I'm not gonna buy both of them because I don't need both of them, but I can already see a dent in my wallet in front of me.
You know, you have two hands.
I do have two hands, but I'm really thinking it's still going to be that one, to be honest
full
with you.
Size, yep.
Yeah, I'm still thinking it's going to be that one. Anyway, gun buying aside, you know, we're actually, not, it's not, you know, just selling to me is great, but, I mean, you've got to sell to other people, too. So, anything new on the pistol side besides the DWX?
So, the DWX is the big one for us this year. Some of the other things that are coming, we have a 45th anniversary of the CZ-75. So this is the factory occasionally does these special guns. So really engraved, very deep blue finish on it. So engraved frame, engraved slide, and engraved grips. So a really beautiful gun. And also on the Dan Wesson side, they're bringing some good looking. They've got the heirloom edition, Dan Wesson 1911 as well. So another engraved gun. It's a color case hardened frame. Just bringing some class this year.
The Dan Wesson 1911 line, I think, is very much unsung.
Well, it's one of those things when people know about them, they end up forming.
I've had the TCP. Had the TCP for evaluation, and I mean, as a carry gun, I could not think of a more well put together carry gun. If you're going to carry single stack 9mm 1911 pistol, that was definitely in the league all by itself. Fast shooting, flat shooting.
They're well designed, but also well built. The big thing is the tolerances are super tight. None of the parts, they don't do anything in MIM. So it's all fully machined parts, tool steel parts, incredibly tight frame to slide fit, barrel to bushing fit. I mean, they are very well built.
When I had that one, I was like, I'll just clean this before I send it to Danae, and I started trying to work work it, and I was like, wow, this is really tight.
Yeah.
I'm not going to take it apart and have to send it to her in pieces. She wouldn't like that much at all. I know she's small and everything, but she can detonate, right?
She's small but mighty.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm not going to mess with Danae. I like Danae. I want her to like me back. So anyway, I think the Dan Wesson line is somewhat unsung. But now, how is the, I know the P-10 line is beginning to be looked at by law enforcement.
Yeah.
That's sort of huge, more, right?
More and more, yes. Most of the stuff that that they end up getting contracts on, they'll hint at it, but they don't even tell me who it is because I can't say.
Right.
So, but yeah, we've been landing more and more contracts here and there. Yeah. Doing well.
I'm a glutton for punishment because I know that there's always going to be people that only carry Glocks. But the last two videos I put out were P10C versus the Glock 19 5th Gen,
mm-hmm.
and the P10F versus the Glock 17 4th Gen.
Mm.
And, you know, I got the usual people out there, but there's surprisingly a number of people that have actually tried the P10 that agree with me. And I saw some video, though, where a couple of supposed tactical operators had it, and they couldn't get it to cycle or something. And I was wondering about maybe they had a bad one. But the other thing I was thinking about was it the lockup that was messing with
it? What it was. It was ammo. All the things that they were seeing on that, it was all ammo.
Yeah.
So that, the bullets they were shooting were either loaded long for the chambering, and they were jamming into the rifling. So all the little things that they were kind of, at first they were saying, well, we didn't like how you can't press check it, all these things. It's all symptoms.
What does that mean?
Being too long. Well, yeah,
I can press check that all day.
Exactly.
I do.
So what was happening is that round was getting slammed in the chamber, and it's actually locking up the gun because that bullet's already pressed into the rifling of the barrel.
Where did they find this ammo?
Who knows?
You know which video I'm talking about, right?
Oh, I absolutely do.
They drive up in a nice little white cop car, and also, and they get out. I was looking at that, and I was like, I don't know what's wrong with that, but that is not a normal.
You know, it just speaks to the fact that you have to use good quality ammo that comes from a reputable manufacturer, and you have to test every ammo in your gun
right
before you try to use it. I mean, people, they'll go to the range and shoot ball ammo because it's affordable, and then they'll throw, you know, they'll buy one box of 25 defensive rounds, throw those in the mag, and go.
Yeah.
That is not the way you need to do it. You definitely practice with ball. Definitely practice with the ammo you want to carry, too.
Well, I mean, with the P10F, it's optics ready, so it's got a Delta Point 2 on it.
Sure.
And when I was in Steve Fisher's class, he's like, okay, it's okay to zero with this, but you need to zero this with your self-defense ammo.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I see exactly what you're saying on that. But the P10 line, is that growing? Is that expanding?
So there are definitely some plans in the works. We don't have anything new to announce this at this show, but yeah, the P10 line is very vibrant and is definitely alive. So.
I think some people are looking for a long slide.
I know, and I'm kind of the, we were talking about short slides and long grips earlier. I'm more a fan of the other direction. So like a compact slide with a full size, a compact frame with a full size slide.
Yeah.
Or even a subcompact with a compact slide.
Well, yeah, I know that school because the grip is the part you got to conceal.
Yeah.
So.
Yep, that's the part that sticks out the most when you got it in a holster.
But as long as it's no smaller than the P10C grip.
Okay.
For me, that's where the line is drawn. Although, if you did a P10C with a, which I saw this, I saw somebody do this on the P10F slide has a full undercover, right?
Sure.
You can put that on the P10C and it will function, won't it?
Yeah. Yep. Yep. And the factory actually has an SC that we haven't brought to the U.S. yet, but it's stuff that we've played with, and you know, the options are there. So
what is the SC? What does SC denote?
It's a semi-compact.
Semi-compact.
Halfway to the compact.
Okay. And which slide is it running?
Running an F. So it's a full-size slide and then a
and which frame is it running?
A compact.
Okay. So,
yeah. So it's a pretty good combination there.
So I thought, so it's semi-compact coming down, not going up.
Correct.
Okay. As long as it's not the P10S with the P10F slide on it, that would look
that'd
sort of...
be interesting.
It would be interesting. But you could hold it like by the barrel and it looked like the letter L. So, I mean, it would be... but I'm sure people would buy that.
Well, and honestly, the longer the sight rate is, the better. So the easier it is to be accurate with.
Yeah.
So.
And you were talking about the CZ75. I've told this story a bunch. I mean, I've been a CZ fan since the 80s. Mm-hmm. And let's see, so the 45th anniversary, so we're coming up, that's 35 years ago, so it's one of the most cloned guns out there, isn't it?
Second to the 1911.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's basically, there are a ton of countries, a ton of companies that have all cloned it. Basically, because that's originally CZ75 design, it was copyrighted, but it was a confidential military copyright in the Czech Republic behind the Iron Curtain.
Okay.
So, that doesn't do much for you when those guns start flowing out and people are able to get their hands on them and reverse engineer them. So it's been copied everywhere by everybody.
And interestingly, you've been copied by both higher-end people that make a higher-end version of it but still use the mechanism to the lower-end, like the Janix that, or is it TriStar that makes one that looks like it? Or
you know, it feels good. It feels, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery.
It is. So. It is. And I mean, I was shown, I met the guys at CZ Custom.
Yeah.
And they showed me the 10mm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now, it doesn't look like the Bren 10, but I would still, it's still on the table for me.
It ticks all the boxes.
It does.
Yep.
Do you have one of those?
I don't have one of those, but I do have a 10mm we built years and years ago. So I've got a 97 and 10mm that we built maybe 7 years ago. So
built by CZ.
Well, built by a few of us there at CZUSA.
So it's a rare beast.
It is. It's one of a kind
beast.
It is.
Well, so nobody comes to you and goes, "Hey, Zach, you tired of that gun yet?"
Well, I didn't talk about it on the radio before now.
Oh.
So, you know.
Well, I won't tell anybody.
Yeah. Between you and me. You and me.
I won't tell anybody. So in the coming year, CZ is with me again, and I do appreciate that. Appreciate the confidence and the backing and everything else, and I look forward to the products that you have coming out because they are...
Oh, I know.
I have guns that are my kryptonite, and there'll be like one model of this, one model of that, or there's the CZ booth, whichever comes first.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we'll keep sending over T&E models and keep cutting into your profit.
Yeah, I know, I know. I'm sure Danae has memorized my debit card number by now. Oh, yeah, I know it, Bill. No problem. So I want to thank you for taking the time out because I know that you've been really busy.
Yeah, no,
I'm really busy. And tell Jason, give Jason my regards, Aaron my regards, Danae, of course, give her my regards.
Of course.
And
your credit card.
And, yeah, my regards and my credit card, yeah. And, well, you know, in the coming days and weeks and months, you'll be seeing more video and you'll be hearing Zach more often. And let me just say, you have, if you were not a good presenter before, you have definitely evolved in front of my eyes.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you for taking time to join me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What, the shorter one? Didn't you just... Kendra's trying to decide whether she wants to carry a gun or not.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.